Good afternoon, or evening, or morning, or wherever you are today, and whatever time it is. This is my podcast in which I will be speaking to you many different things. I'll sometimes be speaking on spiritual matter. Other times I might speak from the heart and talk to you about the things that matter most to me and my life, and you might learn some things along the way about my history and my childhood. But today we're going to talk about a topic. Simply, I'm going to title it, Atmosphere of Expectations. An Atmosphere of Expectations. So I hope this reaches you well, and I hope it helps you, or if you share it or pass it along to someone else, I hope that maybe it helps them if it doesn't necessarily impact you. So I'm going to start with this podcast talking about a couple scriptures from the Bible. The first was from the chapter 8 of Psalms. The other scripture I'll be talking about is from chapter 149 from the book of Psalms. The first scripture comes from Psalms chapter 8 in verse 2, and it reads as follows: "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger." Then if you go all the way over to chapter 149 of Psalms and verse 6, we see the psalmist proclaim, "May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands." So hopefully this message will help you, like I said, but we're going to move on. We're going to talk about this just a little bit. So let's go all the way back to September 11th of 2001. Todd Beamer, he was an executive of a company, an Oracle boarded of the company Oracle, and he boarded a Boeing 757 en route to Newark, New Jersey. From Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco, and it was a bright and early day on September 11th. During the flight, a call from Todd Beamer was made to an unsuspecting Verizon operator, alerting them of three hijackers aboard Flight 93. Todd Beamer and a few other passengers had huddled and decided that they were not going to be pawns of the enemy during this flight, and they knew something had to be done. It was the final words that we heard from Todd Beamer on that flight that his wife Lisa recognized vividly. And I quote, "Let's roll." So Lisa Beamer went on to state that Todd was the type of man who, when in the midst of crisis or in the center of trouble, he would maintain the same character that she knew from him from the day they met. It was a testament of his faith. He was a man who would protect his family and friends to the very end. And Todd Beamer was determined that nobody would overpower him without a fight. So I believe that there's this ever-present battle between the spiritual and the heavenly realms. We're here today at this final pinnacle moment in this world's history and time, in which the enemy has taken up its sword and with audacity successfully taking down anything within its path. While it seems that the Christian has taken a back row seat in the comfort of silence, this society is sadly no exception to the rule. Each and every waking moment that you have, the enemy is looking to find a way in your life and soul. He is looking for a loophole into your life, just a small window of doubt or a small opening of despair. And when the enemy finds it, he knows that he will have you right where he wants you. Tell yourself this thing: the thing that I have been praying about is about to work in my favor. I'll say it again, but actually say it like you mean it. The thing that I have been praying for is about to work in my favor. When you state something like that, you really got to get deep inside your spirit. The Holy Ghost must come forth from you with boldness and proclamation. And you just got to decide once and for all that not only is everything working in your favor at this very moment, but today will be that day. Today will be that day. So you got to let the reason we do this, the reason we just come to that conclusion in our mind and in our soul and in our heart is we got to let the enemy know that we are encouraged. Sometimes you just have to stand up and you got to let the enemy know that you're done with backing down. You got to jump to your feet sometimes and out of that comfortable state of mind you're in and that the seat that you may be sitting in, you got to let the devil know that today is your day. Maybe you tried to do it yesterday, but today is it. Today is your day. So you got to point to yourself and with a loud voice, you just got to echo it from the ceiling of your home or your car or wherever you are at that moment and say, today is my day. You got to let the devil know that this is your moment. This is your time. You see, you need to make up in your mind for yourself that your time has come. You are tired of being kicked around. You're tired of being beaten down by the stresses of this world. You're tired of living below the favor of the Lord. God has something in store for you today. And you might as well create in your heart an atmosphere of expectation and let the enemy know that regardless of how your day started today, by the grace of God and by the favor of God, you are not going to end the day the same. You might have come to this day and this morning and this afternoon, whatever it may be, and you feel like you're there without Jesus. But if you make a decision today and this very moment, as I'm talking to you on this podcast, that you are done with the enemy's games, you can leave with Jesus. You might have a burden today that's weighing you down, but you can go and lift your head up now. You need to cry out to Jesus. You need to tell him, not only is today my day, but I need to feel your spirit move upon my life at this very moment. Sometimes it's okay, wherever you may be, to just shout out. I know we say it a lot in our minds and in our heads, and we get excited about things, and sometimes we just need to shout it out. Give a voice of affirmation and just say, hallelujah. This is my moment. This is my time. God said he would inhabit the praises of his people. So when you begin to praise him and you begin to bring forth that voice of exuberance and expectations, God begins to inhabit those praises. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that God will be in the midst of your situation. He will be in the midst of your moment. He'll be right there with you in your car or your home, or if you're walking, listening to this, he will be right there with you. God is positioned and he's waiting for you today. Not because of how you look, not because of what car you are driving, not even because of your social status, but because someone has an expectation on their heart. He is looking. God is looking for an atmosphere of expectation to be built up by somebody, by you. Right now, right here, in this place, this podcast, your place, your car, your living room. He is looking for a cloud of praise to begin to build up. He is positioned and he's waiting for someone to let it go today so that he can say, now I can get down to business. I believe that you listening today came not by accident to get a blessing. But you said, I didn't know what you were going to talk upon today. I believe God sometimes directs the heart that is open to hear the messages that are needed for that moment. I believe somebody listening today came to get their miracle. And if they were just to lift their heads and to build an atmosphere of expectation, I believe that the Lord can consume their praise. So, you know, I find it funny. You know, there's sometimes we get agendas on our mind. We get schedules and we get things to do list. And I don't believe that any agenda, no schedule, no clock on the wall, no stopwatch in the hand of the critic should keep us from moving deeper into the move of God. It doesn't matter what is going on. What matters now is your expectation. Are you determined? Are you tired of allowing the enemy to play games with your very soul? Are you tired of the fight that exhausts you and distracts you from what truly should be focused on? Let us lay aside anything that distracts us from the one true God. Let me say that again. Let us lay aside anything that distracts us from the one true God. And for this moment of this podcast, and as you're listening in, I want you just to stop. If you have to hit pause, just give the Lord some praise right now. Lift him up in your heart. Tell him that you are there with lifted arms, praising him as you begin to build your atmosphere of expectation. I'm here on this podcast today to tell you specifically today that you have not come all this way in your walk with God to give him a half-hearted adoration of praise. He hasn't even brought you this far. Just lifting your feet out of the miry clay and keeping you in what little right mind that you still possessed to expect just a passing moment of your gratitude. I believe that God is in the midst of your situation right now. As we speak, as you are listening to this podcast, I believe that he is in the very midst of your moment. And he is awaiting an atmosphere that he can work in. And when this atmosphere begins to get ripe with expectation, people need to stand back. Your family members might need to step back. The enemy definitely will have to step back because God is about to stand out. So are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for that moment? Because I believe that God is about to rain it down from heaven above. And if you begin right now to start thanking him for the healing or the miracle that is about to take place, I believe it'd even be okay to once again to start praising him wherever you are at. Don't be afraid in this day and age where the enemy thinks he has control of this nation or your surroundings. Don't be afraid to lift up your voice and let people know that you are worshiping the one true God. So whatever it is today, maybe it's your kids. My kids have been lost long enough, and I'm going to get my kids back on track. I'm going to get my loved one back. in 2020, we all can say this and agree with it. I need to get my sanity back. And I'm going to right at this moment. I'm getting everything back that the enemy has stolen from me. Everything. It is praise that God has given us as a garment to put on. When a spirit of heaviness settles down upon your shoulders. So I sit back in amazement and wonder, why would anyone want to continue wearing the same outfit of oppression, the same weight of depression, or the exhaustion of anger, wrath, or lukewarmness each and every day when God has a wondrous suit of praise waiting for you to put on? Let me say that again for everybody listening today. I sit back and I, in amazement, and I wonder, why would anyone want to continue wearing the same outfit of oppression, the same weight of depression, or the exhaustion of anger, wrath, and lukewarmness each and every day when God has a wondrous suit of praise awaiting for you to put on? He wants to drape it over your shoulders. He wants to cover you. He wants to protect you. He wants to bring you back into the fold. God has ordained praise to be that weapon that takes down the foe and the very enemy of your soul. Write it down. God has ordained praise to be that weapon. I believe that God is challenging each and every heart today that is within the sound of my voice by saying, praise me and see if I show up. Praise me and see if my spirit fills your place. Praise me and see if that spirit of heaviness is lifted from your shoulders. Praise me and see if your healing begins to take place. Praise me and see if I indeed step in and fight your enemies for you. Praise me and see if I inhabit or I take up residence in your very moment. And praise me and simply see if I show up. It is praise that elevates us into the presence of the Lord. We don't just come to his presence and react with praise. No, praise is a vehicle of faith that brings us into the presence of God. The psalmist wrote, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Before we even crest the very threshold of our situation in our moment in time, we must make sure that our hearts are full of thanksgiving and our praise is upon our lips. It is not good enough to wait until the right moment that we might believe is the right moment to begin to worship the Lord. It needs to be on our lips at all times. The expectation needs to build before we even get to a situation that needs prayed for. And God says, if you praise me, I will be there. The passage of scripture read at the beginning of this podcast corresponds with Jesus' teaching that his presence will inhabit the gathering of believers who congregate in his name. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. A gathering in the name of Jesus means that Jesus must be the focus. A gathering in the name of Jesus means that Jesus must be the center of the assembly. A gathering in the name of Jesus means that Jesus must be the one who is preached about. A gathering in the name of Jesus means that Jesus must be the one that is sung about. And Jesus indeed must be the one praised and worshipped. And when Jesus is the focus, and when we begin to praise him, our high praises begin to bring, it brings our spirit into a great pinnacle of fellowship between ourselves and God. Our praises bring us into the supernatural power of God. Are you ashamed to lift your voice today? Are you afraid to proclaim triumph in the face of adversity? Are you ready to roll and proudly proclaim that you are a child of the King? Give God thanks and honor. Give him what is due to him today. Give him the highest praise. Lift him up. Praise him. Exalt him. Give him your heart today. In reading of 2 Chronicles in chapter 20, we find the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Mennonites come against King Jehoshaphat to battle. A great multitude had gathered to destroy Jehoshaphat, but something inside him was stirred. Scripture tells us that he set himself to seek the Lord. Or in other words, Jehoshaphat determined that his one vital need, if he was going to survive this onslaught of the enemy, he'd better get God's advice on the matter. So Jehoshaphat goes on, he goes out and he declares a fast among the people of Judah. They all gathered together, and with their desire, they yearned to hear from the Lord. So if there's one thing we can learn about the assembling ourselves together with those of like precious faith, is that when we come together in unity and in one mind, and we put our focus on one thing, which is Jesus, something good is going to come about from it. So after much prayer and fasting, Jehoshaphat, he gets an answer from the Lord. Be not afraid or dismayed of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Let me stop right there and let me repeat that again. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. The Lord instructed them to go before the enemy and just stand. What? Are you crazy? You want us to just stand there and let the enemy slaughter us? Oh, but you see, that wasn't the case. And that's not what the people of Judah said. The people of Judah trusted the leadership set before them. And they took him at his word and what he was instructing them to do. So they went down and they stood still and watched for the deliverance of the Lord. It is in verse 19, though, where I want to begin the focus here. We have an enemy, yes. And the enemy wants to destroy, and Jehoshaphat wants them to just stand still at the line of battle. But something stirred up in the people in verse 19, which said they begin to praise the Lord with a loud voice. And then in verse 21, there was a singer appointed to sing the praises to the Lord. They were loudly proclaiming, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercies and loving kindness endure forever." And then in verse 22, we see that when we begin to sing, when we begin to praise the Lord, when they stood before their enemy, that the Lord set ambushments against the enemy. And in the end, every last enemy combatant was slaughtered without the people of Judah ever physically raising a finger against the enemy. So hear me now. They were being set up for the kill. They were outnumbered by the enemy. He had encamped all around them and was going in for the kill. But when the people of Judah came together in unity and in one mind, when their hands went up in praise, when the voices were lifted high and singing praises unto the Lord, something was stirred up in the heavenlies. God looked down from the very balcony of heaven and he proclaimed, "These are my people. I have been waiting for this moment, and when I hear their praises, I believe that somebody is going to get a revelation as to exactly what praise can do." Somebody has the enemy encamped all around them, and they feel like they're becoming sheep for the slaughter. But God is saying, if you could just hold, if you could just hold on a little longer, if you could take what little is left with your life of despair and muster up enough strength to pull yourself up and to draw a line in the sand and stand before that very enemy of your soul. And if you could just begin to praise the Lord, if you can just take what little you have and lift yourself up and begin to praise him in the sanctuary, praise him in your very car, in your very living room, wherever you may be, praise him in his mighty firmaments, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. If you could take everything within you and praise the Lord today, there is no telling what God could do. One thing for certain, though, is I do know without a shadow of a doubt that if praises go up, God is going to show up. The Lord's blessings is and will be in direct proportion to your praise. What you send up, He is going to send down. The psalmist even tells us, may the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. If you send up praises, they will not go void. They are going to come raining down from heaven, blessing from the Almighty God. And when you begin to praise the Lord in the face of your enemy, when you put your fear aside, when you take off that garment of heaviness, when you put aside wrath and strife, and you begin to just praise Him, God is going to show up in your life and in your very moment in a greater way than you could ever imagine. God is looking for someone's praise. He is looking for someone to bless today. But first, just as we have begun to do at the beginning of this podcast, we must build an atmosphere of expectation and praise. And to build that atmosphere, we must grasp exactly what praise is and can be. The Hebrew word yada describes praise as the extending of one's hands. Tada is the tossing up of one's hands and extension of the hands in the gesture of acceptance of adoration of God. Hala, which is the primary Hebrew word for praise. The word hallelujah comes from hala, and it literally means the raving or the boasting of something great. The fourth word is shabak. Shabak means to address in a loud tone. It is an exclamation with a shout. The fifth word is barak, which means to kneel down as in an adoration unto the Lord. The sixth word that is used in the Hebrews to define praise is zamar. Zamar means to touch the strings. That is why we have instruments that are skillfully played during praise and worship time in a church. The last word to define praise in the Hebrew is the tehillah. Tehillah simply means to sing, to laud. When the children of Israel would sing before the Lord, Scripture tells us that the Lord was enthroned in their praises. Praise is not just a segment of a church service. Hear me. It's not just a motion you might go through in a church service. It's not just a moment of time in which one might clap their hands in a pew. Praise is more than that. Praise is something that elevates you, something that elevates me, something that elevates the congregation of a church. Praise elevates us into God's presence. And when you elevate into God's presence, you're spiritually surrounded by the greatness of God. Your praise is a vehicle of faith. Let me say that again. Your praise is a vehicle of faith that brings you into the presence of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or in other words, your praise is a vehicle of assurances. Your praise is a vehicle of confirmations. And though your hands may be empty with the holding up of this intangible item called hope, your hands are still lifted. You came in with an expectation and spiritual assurance that something is going to give today, that today is your day, that an atmosphere of expectation has been built, and God is going to show up in your life right now, as long as you start believing. Increase your faith today. Are you listening? He's got someone believing that their marriage will... The enemy has someone believing that their marriage will always be in complete shambles. The enemy has someone bound in the need and desire for riches. The enemy has taken a lot from you, and for the most part without even a fight. But I believe it's high time that you proclaim to the enemy that enough is enough, that you are tired of his games and his lies, that you need to just stand there where you are and say, this is my day, this is my time, this is my moment. The enemy has played you for a fool long enough. He's held your emotions captive long enough. He might have won the last few battles, but dust yourself off. Gather up what little you have left. Come to the line of the battle, and with all that is in you, declare war against the enemy with your praise. So what is your struggle? What is your need? What is the miracle you are desiring today? Determine that today is your day. And begin to praise the Lord and lift Him up and build that atmosphere of expectation. Thank you for listening today. I hope this message has been an encouragement to your heart. I will be posting some periodically on my podcast, and I hope that you continue to listen. If you like this podcast, feel free to subscribe and make sure to share it with your friends. I will see you next time. Thank you, and God bless.